Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 5, Verse Number 9. Since we are discussing glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, I thought of taking this verse today. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although great sage, you are very broadly described the four principles beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Purport. The prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared. The root cause of despondency of Vyasadeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of the Puranas. He has certainly, as a matter of course, given descriptions of the glories of Lord, but not as many as given to religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. These four items are by far inferior to engagement in devotional service of the Lord. Sri Vyasadeva, as the authorized scholar, knew very well this difference. And still, instead of giving more importance to the better type of engagement, namely devotional service to the Lord, he had more or less improperly used his valuable time, and thus he was despondent. From this it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is clearly mentioned. After liberation, which is the last item in the line of performing religiosity, etc., one is engaged in pure devotional service. This is called the stage of self-realization or Brahma-Bhuta stage. After attainment of this Brahma-Bhuta stage, one is satisfied. But satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss. One should progress by attaining neutrality and equality in the relative world and passing this stage of equanimity. One is fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is instruction of the Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion is that in order to maintain the status quo of the Brahma-Bhuta stage, as also to increase the degree of transcendental realization, Narada recommended to Vyasadeva that he, Vyasadeva, should now eagerly and repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. This would cure him from gross despondency. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurnamilitam Yena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Paramanandamadavam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Radha Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminit Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunnevadhi Vashata Deshatarane Nityananda Maham Nomi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinama Pradam Devam Avaduta Shiramanim Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himam Badivya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Maha Premrasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So yesterday we were discussing how Narada, he tried his very best to awaken knowledge and renunciation who were lying at the feet of bhakti. And Narada, he recited Vedas, Upanishads and so many other things, including Bhagavad Gita. When Bhagavad Gita was recited, they woke up, but they again yawned and then went to sleep. So, we had a little discussion on Bhagavad Gita yesterday. There was a question also. So, I'd like to start with the clarification of that subject matter. Here, by this verse, we can understand that Vedavyas, he has compiled various Vedas. He has divided one Vedas into four. And then he wrote Puranas. Then he wrote Itihas, the Mahabharata. And Bhagavad Gita is a part of that Mahabharata. we for us Bhagavad Gita is a separate thing, but we should also know that Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. And in Mahabharata and the other Puranas, certainly devotional service is described, but also religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and so many other things are also described. So because of that, there is a huge confusion. There is a section where devotional service is there, but there is also sections more than devotional, where devotional service is described. More is focus. The focus is on religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and all other things, and salvation. Very less focus is on devotional service. So Narada, he went and chastised Vedavyas, saying that you have wasted your time by compiling so much literature, because this is going to simply confuse people. Why did Narada arrive there? Because Vedavyas, after compiling so much literature, lakhs and lakhs of verses, including Mahabharata, which had Bhagavad Gita, he was dissatisfied. He was not satisfied in his heart. And for that purpose, he was sincerely praying to the Lord, what is the reason for his dissatisfaction? And at that time, Narada came there and he told him that you have not elaborately described about the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have mixed them up and you have kept it with the Karmakanda or other sections. You should have written at least one literature which fully describes the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Narada was chastising Vedavyas, and then he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of Naradji. And there, in the initial prayers, the first three prayers, Janmadiyas Setanvayaditaratas Charteshu Bhigyas Parat, and then later on he says, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Paramo Nirmastaranam Satam. Vedavyas is clearly stating that this literature is Srimad Bhagavatam, is completely rejecting all other methods. This Srimad Bhagavatam only glorifies pure devotional service. And one who can understand this literature? One who is pure in the heart. And then, then it is said, Dharma Proji Kaitavattar Paramo Nirmat Saranam Sata Vedyam Vastamatra Shvatam Tapatrayan Mulanam. He is telling that this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, will uproot all the threefold miseries. When one takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will be free from threefold miseries of this material existence. And then what he is saying further? Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Kurte Kimva Parereshwara. When we have Srimad Bhagavatam, then why is the need to take shelter of any other literature? This is what Srimad Bhagavatam, who is saying this? Vedavyas is saying this, who has compiled Mahabharata. He is saying this, why is the need to take shelter of any other literature? Sadhyo Radaya Varudyatra Krutivi Susru Bhitakshanat. He is saying that if one makes an attempt to expresses a desire to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam, simply by that desire, the Lord Krishna agrees to bound up by that devotee in his heart. He has not yet heard Bhagavatam. He expresses his desire and Krishna says, I am ready to bound up by this devotee because he wants to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So Narad Muni, he understood from four Kumaras the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he requested four Kumaras that, please, can you elaborately glorify Srimad Bhagavatam where we can peacefully go and recite? We can go to a certain place and we can discuss this Bhagavatam in detail. Whenever we, in our day-to-day life also, when we have some special meetings in the temple also, we don't just talk in public. We go to a special place, in a conference room, and discuss. Similarly here, Naradji is requesting four Kumaras, Can you suggest a place where we can go and peacefully discuss about this literature? And the four Kumaras said, yes, there is a place in Haridwar on the bank of Ganges called as Ananda Ghat. And that place is very, very auspicious, as many saintly devotees, they have performed tapasya there. And demigods, often they visit that place. And in that place, even it's a jungle, it's a forest. But animals and tigers, they have no animosity with others. They live very peacefully with all the living entities there. And then Kumaras and Narad Muni, they arrived at this very place. The news of this seminar on Bhagavatam, which was supposed to be spoken by four Kumaras, spread everywhere. One might question how this news used to spread so fast. We use our technology, we have WhatsApp, Facebook and so many other social media. We are here, something happens here and the news reaches Mumbai. And if something goes wrong there, immediately the news reaches us. And if you have to call someone, we can call anyone from this our phone to anybody in throughout the world. Like this phone is we have this phone. I can call to US right now from here. Without there is no gross connection, but still we can call. Similarly, the sages previously, they had a science, the art, by which they used to communicate through mind. And this is how the message used to go all over the world, throughout the universe, through various sages. And all these various sages, they assembled there to hear this conversation between Narada and four Kumaras. And various Vedas, Upanishads, Tantra, Mantra, 17 Puranas, rivers like Ganges, ponds like Pushkara, they all came in their personified forms to hear about glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Holy places like Kurukshetra, mountains like Himalayas, demigods. Demigods were rejected in the assembly of Shukadeva Goswami, but here they were allowed. And Danavas, like Bali Maharaj, they also came there to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have a section where ladies are sitting separate, men are sitting separate. They also had a section where the Vedas were sitting separately, the Tantras, Mantras were sitting separately, then the demigods sat separately, the demons sat separately, and Narada was sitting right in the middle of everyone. And he worshipped the four Kumaras. And duly worshipping him, then he requested four Kumaras to start glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam. The four Kumaras said that the living entity wanders in this world. Only till that time, till he hears Srimad Bhagavatam. When he comes in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, his transmigration in 84 lakh species is finished. Then he says that there is no need to hear any other scripture and Puranas, as this simply causes confusion. Srimad Bhagavatam alone is sufficient to grant liberation. Now here questions shall not be raised that we should not read Bhagavad Gita, we should not read Chaitanya Charitamrit. No, it has to be understood we are discussing about bhakti literatures. There is no need to make a separate research on what is the goal of life and how can one attain the Lord. It is very clear in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit. So here we are talking about bhakti literatures. It is said that the place where Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the house where Srimad Bhagavatam is daily discussed, that place becomes like a Tirtha. And all the members in the house become completely free from all the sinful activities. That place becomes a Tirtha. If one discusses Srimad Bhagavatam takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, hears them, and by understanding its meaning, one tries to meditate on it and applies in his life, then one becomes free from the contamination of the heart, and he becomes free from the sinful activities he has committed for millions and millions of birth. That means, in other words, this will be his last birth. If he can make Srimad Bhagavatam his life and soul, he won't take birth again. If a person at the time of his death, if he hears Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna is so pleased that he grants him his own abode. And it is said that a person who never hears Srimad Bhagavatam, then Four Kumaras are saying that that person is like an ass and he has taken birth only to give trouble to his mother. A person who doesn't hear Srimad Bhagavatam is actually like a dead person. If a person he does not take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is actually not alive, as per Four Kumaras. So, this way Four Kumaras is glorified. And then they said, "Oh dear, Naradji, there is one more incident I want to relate. When Uddhava saw that Lord Krishna is now planning to wind up his pastimes and go back to the abode, so Uddhava, he went and requested Lord Krishna, 'My dear Lord, please do not go. If you go, then the effects of Kali Yuga will increase day by day and it will be difficult for people to even think of you. Forget about taking shelter of your lotus feet. And it will be very difficult to even convince them about Krishna consciousness. So please don't go.' And Lord Krishna spoke elaborately to Uddhava just before his departure. He spoke to Uddhava, Uddhava Gita. Gita means song. Geet means song. But here it should have been also called as Bhagavad Gita. But because Bhagavad Gita is related with Arjuna, here it is called as Uddhava Gita, the song which was been told to Uddhava. And Uddhava Gita, it elaborates what has been spoken by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. That Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the battlefield in 45 minutes. And it was an emergency situation. And the war was stopped. They were in the middle of the battlefield. And even the councils were blown. I mean, both of them were ready to shoot each other. And at that time, Arjuna was bewildered and Krishna said, "Oh, okay. And then Krishna started speaking to Arjuna. And then Bhishma Pitama understood that nectar has started flowing. And so he requested all his Kauravas that take a while and hear. If you are fortunate, you can hear." And actually the arrangement was such that each and every soldier in that battlefield could hear instructions of the Lord, but few could understand. Everyone was able to hear. One might say, how? The Vayudeva was making an arrangement that all the sound vibrations which Krishna was, they were discussing, were reaching everybody's ears. So this was Vayudeva's service. And Uddhava, Krishna spoke to Uddhava elaborately because there was lots of time and Krishna was relaxed sitting under a banyan tree and he was speaking very nicely and peacefully. And Uddhava also got opportunity to discuss it more in detail. So, Krishna said to Uddhava, "My dear Uddhava, do not worry. I invest all my power in this Srimad Bhagavatam. I invest all my powers and I'll be personally present in an unmanifest form in Srimad Bhagavatam. Please consider me and Srimad Bhagavatam as non-different from each other. Srimad Bhagavatam is the personification of the Lord in the form of sound. Or other words, we can say this is the book incarnation of Lord Krishna. One who serves, hears, or even sees Srimad Bhagavatam and offers respect to it, one becomes freed from all the sins. Just by understanding the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, one offers respect. In Kali Yuga, this is the only one principle which can remove all the sins and relieves the miseries of the unfortunate people. This is the only one principle, hearing about the Lord and his pastimes. It gives one immense strength, power to conquer lust, greed and anger. It is not easy to conquer these three enemies. But when one takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets immense amount of strength. And hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from who? From devotees whose life is Bhagavatam. If we hear from them, then one will be freed from the clutches of Maya. This is a very important point. One has to hear from those whose life is Bhagavatam, means who has taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. निम्नगानम यथा गंगा देवानाम अच्युतो यथा वैष्णवानाम यथा शंभो पुराणानाम इदम तथा. जस्ट एज गैंजेस इज द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल रिवर्स, लॉर्ड अच्युता इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड बेस्ट ऑफ अमंग्स ऑल द डीटीज. And Lord Shiva is the best of all the Vaishnavas. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best of all the Puranas. When all these things were discussed in this assembly, Bhakti Devi manifested there along with her two sons, Gyan and Vairangya, knowledge and renunciation, completely youthful. And then on the request of four Kumaras, she entered the hearts of all the devotees. Whenever we hear Krishna Katha, whenever we hear Bhagavat Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam is discussed, that place bhakti comes, bhakti appears in the hearts of all the devotees there. And what happens when bhakti is there in your heart? In that assembly, Krishna manifested immediately. And playing his flute, he entered the hearts of all the devotees assembled there. This is what happens. Sadhyo hridaye vardyatra krutibhi susrusbhita kshanath. By the culture of this knowledge, Lord Krishna is established within the heart of that devotees who take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply, when one does. Okay. So Narad Muni was convinced now of this glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. But he was saying, "Oh dear four Kumaras, please. Can you speak on some histories of the life of some people who have got benefited? I have full faith. But I want to hear that is there any history by which simply by hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam, how people have got purified?" After explaining a particular philosophical aspect, a teacher or a speaker should corroborate it with giving an example. So this helps and strengthens the faith of the audience. Just simply explaining a philosophical aspect of a certain body is not good. We have to support it with the example of from the Bhagavatam or from the various scriptures. So that helps strengthen the faith of the devotees. So here, the four Kumaras now are going to narrate a history about a Brahmana and how he got delivered and how his ghostly son got delivered. On the banks of Tungabhadra, there was a Brahmana whose name was Atmadev. And this Atmadev Brahman was a Karmakandi Brahmana. He was not a devotee, he was a Karmakandi Brahmana. And he was so wealthy, he had a very beautiful wife, everything was peaceful in his life, except he had no son. And he every day lamented for this, that he had no son, he had no son, he had no son. But his wife was very happy. He said, "Very nice, life is peaceful." And so once Atmadev Brahman, being frustrated with this existence, that there is no son, there is no happiness in the family life without children. That's true. So he decided to take Vanaprastha. And he left everything and went to forest. When he entered the forest, he was thirsty and he was hungry. So he went on the bank of that river and he was drinking water. At that time he saw a Tridandi Sannyasi there. And as soon as he saw Tridandi Sannyasi, he went and fell flat at his lotus feet saying, "Oh Maharaj, 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 please help me, please help me. I am in a very difficult situation." I said, "What is the difficulty?" "I have no son." "That's good. That's good." And he said, "No. There is no spice in my life." He said, "But now you're alone, so you fix your mind in Krishna and perfect your life." And he said, you are a sannyasi, you won't understand what I mean. Okay, please, you won't realize this fact. Please help me get a son. Please do something. And the sannyasi, he saw that, he saw his forehead and he told him that, I can see the lines on your forehead, and by which I can say that, forget about this birth, you will not get a son in your next 7 births. And this brahmana's eyes light up. He said, wow, if this person can see my 7 births, then he can give me a son in this birth also. Then he went and held his feet very tightly. He said, please give me a son. And he said, okay. And the sannyasi took a fruit from there. He offered to the Lord, prayed to the Lord. And he said, okay, take this. But remember, King Anga and Chitraketu Maharaj, they both tried to change their fate and get a son. But they both became frustrated. So this Brahmana, he came to his house and he offered that apple or that fruit to his dear wife. And the wife got the shock of her life. Said, oh my God. Because she was a Brahmani. She had faith in sadhus. She had faith in scriptures. And then she started saying to herself, oh, if I'm going to eat this, and if I become pregnant, and if the child doesn't come out, then I will die. Then all these weird thoughts were coming in her mind. She started saying to herself, what if, like Shukdev Goswami, this boy doesn't come out only. He stays inside my womb for 16 years. What will happen? I cannot handle this. And what if there is an attack on my village and everybody runs away and I'll be just left alone? So all these weird thoughts came to her mind, and then she called her sister, saying, sir, oh my dear sister, I don't want this child. They said, why worry? Let us give this fruit. Now I am also, she was pregnant. She was expecting. So she said, I will give you my child and you pay my husband some money and you stay away from your husband, and every day, every few days you increase your clothes, by which your husband can get convinced that you are pregnant. And let us give this apple or this fruit to this cow. They had a cow, so they gave that fruit to the cow. And in this way, everything went as per the plan. And Atmadeva Brahman didn't come to know anything about this. So the child was born to his Dunduli's sister, and it was given to her. And the news was been conveyed that the child was born. And Atmadeva Brahman was so happy. He was so happy that he gave a big feast to all of them. They invited Brahmanas, served them, gave them lots of gold and everything. That finally, even at least in my grown-up age, now I have got a son. And he named him as Dundukari. After 3 months, the cow gave birth to a boy. And all the villagers and everybody was astonished. They see the fortune of this Atmadeva Brahman. Earlier he was not getting a son. Now he has got a son, even his cow has given a boy. Actually, that the power of that sannyasi, the sannyasi was so powerful, that son was born, but it had the ears of a cow. So he was called as Gokarna. And Gokarna was a very devoted person, because he was blessed by the sadhu. And this Dundukari became a rascal. He, right from his early age, he used to trouble people. When he used to walk with so many dogs and used to attack people with all his dogs. He used to steal people's money, kill them sometimes. He used to put the little children in the well and kill them. So he was habituated with all the nonsense activities. And then gradually he became attached to prostitutes. He became so much attached to prostitutes that he sold everything which was in the house to serve these prostitutes. He even kicked his father out from the house. And his father, being frustrated, again went back to the forest. And Gokarna, on the other side, Gokarna was a devotee, and he was trying himself all to remain always absorbed in the thought of Krishna. So he met Atmadeva Brahman, his father, and he said to the father that, "My dear father, your body is temporary. All these relationships are temporary. Why are you so attached? Why are you so attached to these things? Please, if you have to remain attached to Krishna, read 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and chant this holy name of the Lord and perfect your life." And Atmadeva Brahman understood this, and he said, "Okay, my dear son, I should have accepted these instructions of that sannyasi, but I didn't took it seriously. But okay, now you are giving me these instructions, I accept it." Dundukari's mother, she left her body because he used to torture her very much. Dundukari used to torture her. So she went and committed suicide. And Dundukari, he was staying with his 5 prostitutes' wife. And to fulfill their desires, this Dundukari used to travel at many places, and he used to do kidnapping, torture people, and take money from them, and then serve these 5 prostitutes. So when they had so much wealth with them, the 5 prostitutes, they discuss among themselves that if the king comes to know, then he will certainly take away this wealth, and then we will be left with nothing. After so much endeavor was done by Dundukari, but they were thinking, after so much endeavor, we will get nothing. So best way is to let us kill this our husband, and each one of us can take our share and leave. So this is the nature of the prostitutes. They love no one except for money. So this prostitutes, they killed Dundukari, and they buried him in the house itself, and they left, each one of them, they left. Dundukari became a ghost. Gokarna, he found out. Gokarna was always on a pilgrimage. He used to always travel to various tirthas, and he used to always associate with various sadhus. So he once found out that my brother was left his body unusually. So he went and performed Shraddha at Gaya. Now, Gaya is such a place where if one performs Shraddha at that very place, one has to get liberated. Liberated in the sense, one has to get a human body at least. Gaya is such a powerful place. And he performed this Shraddha ceremony at Gaya, and then he, while traveling on a pilgrimage, he happened to pass by his village, and then he thought that, "Let me go and stay in my house." So he went there and he stayed there in a house, and then in the night, this Dundukari, he found out that my brother is here, and then he came in his ghostly form, and then he was trying to speak to him, but because of he was sinful, he was unable to utter a word. So he understood, Gokarna understood, and he had some Ganges water, he sprinkled on him, and immediately he got some strength. And he said, "My dear brother, Gokarna, I am Dundukari." And Gokarna was shocked. He said, "You are Dundukari? And you are still in ghostly body? I performed Shraddha for you at Gaya." He said, "My dear brother, if you perform thousands and thousands of Shraddha sacrifices for me, I am not going to get delivered." He said, "Why?" "Because I have committed every sinful activity in the book. Nothing is left for me. So this is the punishment which I am getting." And he cried, saying, "My dear brother, please help me. Help me, rescue me from this ghostly body." And he said, "Don't worry. We'll find a way for you." And in the next morning, Gokarna invited all the brahmanas nearby. Those times, some of the brahmanas were expert in some scriptures. Because the literature is so vast, Vedic literature is so vast. So some of the brahmanas were expert in certain literatures, some were in certain literatures. So Gokarna invited all of them and requested them to find a solution for Dundukari. And they went through all the scriptures and they said, if by doing a sacrifice in Gaya he doesn't get delivered, then it is difficult, his deliverance is difficult. But still, Gokarna, you are a very advanced person. You can certainly ask Sun God. and Gokarna, he got convinced, and then he prayed to Sun God. And he requested, "Oh Sun God, you are also the witness of everybody's activity. You know Dundukari's situation. Please, can you tell me, how can I help my brother Dundukari?" And the Sun God replied, "Please recite Srimad Bhagavatam, what Shukadeva Goswami has recited to Maharaj Parikshit. Please recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and your brother will be delivered." Immediately, Gokarna understood this, and he arranged for a ceremony, biggest ceremony, where he could speak Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. And huge, hundreds and thousands of people came to hear this, because they could come to know that Sun God has asked Gokarna to start this Bhagavatam. So all of the people, and especially those who were in the category of Dundukari, they came especially, because they knew that their situation is going to be like this, so they also came there. So all of them just sat and they heard Srimad Bhagavatam. And Dundukari, he had an airy body, because he was a ghost. He has an airy body. So he was not able to sit stable, so he went and sat in a bamboo which has 7 knots. Each day, after the day of Katha was over, the class was not for 1 hour class. It went day and night. It went day and night. This is how Bhagavatam has to be heard or spoken. It went day and night. And at each evening, 1 knot of that bamboo used to burst. And each day, 1 day, 2nd day, 3rd day, 4th day, 5th day, 6th day, 7th day, when this Gokarna completed the Katha, Bhagavat Katha, 7th day, the knot burst, and Dundukari, who was a ghost, who was in a ghost body, was transformed into an associate of the Lord. He manifested in front of everyone with his 4-armed form, with Tulsi, Shang, and everything. And everybody was astonished to see this. And Dundukari, who was now an associate of the Lord, he thanked Gokarna for his causeless mercy. And then he, addressing all the people there, he started speaking something. Would you like to hear what he said? He said, "This ceremony of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is so glorious that it can destroy one's ghostly form and elevate one to the platform of becoming an associate of the Lord." He said that scholars in the assembly of the demigods, they say that one who does not hear Srimad Bhagavatam, his life is an utter waste. What is the value of making this body strong and stout, feeding with so many things, and making it strong and stout, if it is not engaged in serving Srimad Bhagavatam? This body of ours is like is supported by bones. Just like this pillar, this building, this is supported by pillars. Similarly, our body has bones which are like pillars, and they are tied together with the ropes of nerves and veins, and it is covered by the skin. Some of them, they appear very, very beautiful, gorgeous, and very handsome, but what is inside? Flesh. Inside this body is only flesh, and it is nothing but a pot of stool and urine. What comes in every morning outside from this body is that what is inside. It is called a pot of urine and stool. In old age, this body becomes the cause of lamentation and misery. Indeed, this becomes a great burden. And it is continuously troubled by desires which can never be satisfied. We have so many desires in our heart, but we cannot satisfy them. Every pore is full of defects. And it can be destroyed at any moment. We know this. Our body can be destroyed at any moment. There are only three destinations of this body. Three. If it is burned, it will become ashes. If it is buried, it will be eaten by worms. If it is thrown, it will be eaten by vultures and dogs. And then it will be converted into stool, their stool. And so, which is that sane person who will not utilize this temporary body for attaining the highest benefit? Is about knowing God. So one has to utilize this body very properly. It is very temporary, very short time one has this body. Food which is cooked in the morning, it becomes rotten in the evening, at least in India. I don't know, but here they cook only once in a week. So they cannot understand this science. But as per Ayurveda, the food which is cooked in the morning becomes rotten after some times. So how can this body be eternal, which has been nourished with the same elements? We try to feed this body with the same elements which become rotten. And we think that this body is eternal. In this material world, one can very quickly attain the Supreme Lord simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from sadhus. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, three things happen. Three things. One, first is, one doubts are removed. Srimad Bhagavatam will remove all its doubts. Second, karma is slackened. We'll be finished of all our karmic reactions. And third, one will be relieved from the knots in the heart. All the anarthas will be destroyed and one will be completely on the platform of practicing pure devotional service. So seeing this transcendental form of Dundukari and everything, Gokarna was very surprised, because the associates of the Lord, they came from the spiritual world and they were about to take Dundukari away. And then Gokarna stopped them, said, "Oh my dear associates of the Lord, everybody here, they heard Srimad Bhagavatam, but why only Dundukari is going? Why only Dundukari is going? Why are not this, all these people going?" And then the associates of the Lord said, "Oh dear Gokarna, the difference lies in the quality of hearing." Although it is true that everyone hears Katha, but no one meditates on it. It just comes out and just goes out. When we go out from here, everything is over. We are the same person. We don't meditate on what has been heard. This Dundukari, he fasted for 7 days and 7 nights and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam and also he meditated on it. His mind was completely fixed, and that's why the result is that he has now transformed into an associate of the Lord. So consciousness is the most important factor in devotional service. It's the most important factor. So in the same way, if one does not hear attentively, now when one will not get the result of hearing Bhagavatam? If one is not hearing attentively, one has doubts in the process. And or sitting in the class but the mind wanders here and there. So this when these things are there, then one does not get the benefit. Faith in the words of spiritual master, humility, control of the mind's defects, and attentive hearing of Bhagavatam will give us all results. So this is what they said to Dhundukari. And they said, recite Srimad Bhagavatam again, and oh Gokarna, Lord Krishna will personally come to take you to the Goloka Dham. And let everyone get one more chance, one more opportunity to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So Gokarna arranged again such a ceremony. And then, after 7 days, the Lord appeared personally with so many planes. As promised by the associate of the Lord will personally appear. So Lord went and embraced Gokarna. And then Gokarna requested the Lord, "Oh my dear Lord, just like when you appeared during the time of Ramchandra, you saw that each and every living entity went to your abode. Similarly, I am requesting you, please see that all the living entities here, they get an opportunity to go to your abode. Please allow them also to sit on the plane and let them also go to the Vaikuntha." So Gokarna, and Gokarna himself, he went with the Lord to the abode of Golok Vrindavan. So this is the pastimes. There is a benediction by Suta Goswami. You have all heard attentively. So there is a benediction given by Suta Goswami. He said that one who hears this narration, this history of Gokarna reciting Bhagavatam, does not again take birth. This is the blessings given by four Kumaras. Thank you very much. We request devotees to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and speak in the assembly of Vaishnavas. By simply doing this, by this simple process, one will attain a transcendental body like Dhundukari did at the end of his life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Oh yes, there is one more thing. There is one more thing. Please, you can sit. So now we heard three descriptions about three different pastimes, like Shukadeva Goswami speaking this to Maharaj Parikshit, this first Bhagavatam. Second Bhagavat was from Gokarna speaking to Dhundukari. And then third was Kumara speaking to Narada. So when all these things happened, we have a small note on it. 30 years after Lord Krishna's departure to this planet, from this planet, Shukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. 30 years after. 200 years after, Gokarna recited this Bhagavatam to Dhundukari. And again 30 years later, four Kumaras recited it to Narad Muni. Because Narad Muni were describing the history of Gokarna. So this is the time difference. 30, 230. And all the three times the katha started on 9th day on the Navami of the bright fortnight. All the katha started on the Navami. Okay, thank you. Any questions?